views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in, to delete energetic weaknesses, and to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Today on the show, I'm really excited to say I have another one of my fellow Life Sparks authors on. Today we have Anita C. Stewart, who has been gifted to work in healing her whole life. She first experienced through her compassionate, gentle care of animals as a child, and then she went on to earn her nursing degree with a high-level hospital nursing as her career for over 40 years. Her own debilitating injury initiated a series of events that naturally led her to expand her abilities to help others, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And not through her own knowledge and power, but through surrender to a power greater than her own. Energy healing is expandable in words, but results are seen in the transformed lives of those whom Anita provides her specialized care. A holistic approach utilizes hands-on energy alignment, naturally intuitive. She identifies areas in need of work and guides patients through a journey of self-discovery. Her goal is to bridge energy medicine into mainstream medicine as a complementary approach to holism. Yay, yay, yay for you, Anita. Are you there?
Oh, yes, yes. We're going to build a steel girder bridge. And we're going to march. Well, there's a group of us here in Bend, Oregon that are actually working on it together. In fact, I'm meeting with a doctor, energy medicine practitioner, Barb Largent, on Thursday to talk a little bit more about it. And one of the nurse practitioners here in town, Gail Jett, she is another break the glass ceiling kind of gal. So we're going to open it up.
I love this because over the years, you know, I have, I've taught over 50 seminars about how to do energy work. And I love when the doctors and the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the nurses and, you know, people like that attend. Because it's such a beautiful mixture when you take all this knowledge, you know, of anatomy and of healing and of how the body works. And then you take that knowledge and you apply energetic medicine to it also. It's beautiful. And it's time. We have the technology. And the technology actually works better than most technology out there, from my experience.
Yeah. And since everything is energy, you know, by leaving that part of the approach toward healing is, you know, it's insane. It's insanity. It's like you have to bring that in. You have to bring that emotional, spiritual, energetic piece in to really see results. In fact, you know, we see results of people having amazing, amazing transformations and amazing life changes and, you know, physical changes with energy work, and it's documenting, and now science is really getting behind it. I mean, the science is finally catching up. So there's an organization called CHI, and it's comprised of scientists and doctors and nurses and healers, and it's Consciousness and Healing Initiative, located in San Diego, and it's CHI.IS. And Chamonix Jane and Deepak Chopra are involved in that, and they have tremendous archives of literature and research articles on the science behind energy medicine.
Yeah, and you know, it's. I mean, the results also speak for themselves. And through the years, I've seen amazing, amazing, amazing things happen. Have you gone out to see Doctor Strange yet? The movie?
No, have you?
Yes. I hadn't been to a movie seriously for 10 years, but I went to see Doctor Strange under the advice of, I had guidance. Go see this movie. And it was amazing. Watched it in 3D. And it really, really is a well done movie. It's fun. You know, it's got all the sound effects and the fighting scenes and that. And so the energy work for me, that would be more Mark Kettenbach, my partner from Germany's, his way, you know, he teaches martial arts, you know, all the spinning and the throwing and the fighting scenes and that. I don't know how to do that stuff, but it's a very interesting story, and it makes me really happy to see that in mainstream movie coming out that is really fun, and you know, it has some good knowledge in it, and it has, you know, just that people out there, the average person would want to go see a movie like that now is, you know, like The Matrix, I think, was like 15 years ago. And it's time we have another one that's even more, you know. And it
so
was
would
kind
you
of
compare it to The Matrix?
Well, I'd say it's like got a little more information and maybe more the way that I would consider energy work to be. But what was funny is that this man is a surgeon and he loses the use of his arms in an accident, and he's obsessed with getting his hands back to the way they were and ends up losing everything. And I mean, he was driving a Lamborghini at the beginning of the movie, and at the end he's broke, you know, trying to fix his hands. And he ends up in India at Kathmandu, I think, and, you know, starts learning energy medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because I went with my partner, Will, and I said to him, you know, about half an hour in, wow, his hands are shaking. You know, I worked on a dude that lost the use of his right arm for 6 years. And, you know, it only took an hour, and he only drove across the city, and it only cost him $100 at that time. He regained the use of his arm, you know, and is bench pressing 350 pounds now. And
wow.
So, you know, it's so, but I laughed and I said, this guy's hands are still shaking. But you and I both know this, healing comes from, source energy. You know, and so what we do when we do energy work is we allow blocks to clear that have been limiting a person's ability to heal.
Yes.
And then we allow their healing, natural homeostasis to come in. You know,
yes, and the body seeks its own balance, and the body is well equipped to heal itself when you get out of the way.
Wow. I just love how you say that. I mean, I'm just so happy to be really, really happy to have you on this show and be interviewing you today, because the work you're doing is just up my alley, you know?
Yeah. We're like two peas in a pod.
Yeah. And I love that you recognize that there needs to be no division between these things. We need to create community around this so that we can empower each other to get the best results for people.
Spirit downloads me with information all the time, and I just love it because the more you get out of the way, the more one opens themselves. Each person can open themselves to the mystery of the divine intelligence, which, you know, our little ego pea brains think that they know it all. But, you know, when you start to let go of that ego and relax the ego and get out of the way, oh my God, that's where the magic and the mystery comes through.
And love it. We have to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I'll get you to finish that thought. I hate to interrupt you. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Anita Stewart. When we return, we're going to make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Anita Stewart. And Anita, I just want to make sure you have a chance to share your contact information with people.
Oh, yes. Well, my company is called Bridges of the Heart, and my website is bridgesoftheheart.com. They can also find me at Bridges of the Heart Facebook page, and my email is anitastewart@bridgesoftheheart.com.
Awesome. And did you have something that you wanted to share with the callers, or... I thought you had a gift. Is that correct?
Do I have a gift?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What? Let's see. How about let's give somebody a intuitive counseling session?
Yeah, that's
by
what.
Phone.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, that's what I had written down here. So I didn't mean to put you on the spot because you are a gift. But
yes, we are all the gift.
Isn't that enough?
Isn't that enough? I know. It's just so much fun.
But I had that written down here, so I'm just making sure that, you know, so if people wanted to receive that, so we'll just say they can contact you, and where would they contact you? That person who's lucky enough to have this.
Yeah. Email is the best through AnitaStewart@bridgesoftheheart.com.
Awesome. Awesome.
And my tagline is, the longest bridge a man will cross is from his head to his heart.
Oh, yes. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, yeah.
So I would love for you to tell your story a little bit more. I just also want to tell people that you are welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. If you have a problem or a question, or you just want to comment, whatever, we love to hear from you. And in the meantime, I really am interested, Anita, in hearing more about your story, like 40 years in the nursing, as an ER nurse, et cetera. Tell us about that and your journey into doing what you're doing now.
Yeah, I graduated back when we wore white and wore caps back in 1978. However, I worked in a hospital in the emergency room as a tech for about 4 years while I was going through school.
That's a flying nun.
Flying them, and they weren't that big. But back in the days when we used to get up and give our chairs to the doctors when they came in, because it was like, we bowed down, and it's changed now. But no, I had a, my experience, the story I wrote about is called An Unexpected Awakening in Life Sparks. And that was the day that my life was changed dramatically forever. And I was working in the ER at a hospital in Southern California, at trauma center, and out riding my horse up in the mountains with my husband, my ex-husband, and my horse was full of piss and vinegar, bucked me off, threw me right on my head on a rock, broke my back, fractured my skull, fractured my scapula, hardest bone in the body to break, and it laid me up for 4 months. And at the time, my husband was in real estate, and that was back in 1981 when interest rates spiked up to 21%. So nothing was moving. And I was working per diem without benefits. So we were like no income whatsoever. So during that time, I was laid up and was pissed. Just angry.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's like, we're losing our house. It was my, the house of my dreams, having my horses in my backyard. And so a girlfriend brought a book over for me to read because she knew I was pissed. And she was one of my spiritual buddies in the ER. And as I was reading the book, it was one of those books that had each page was like a little conversation with God. And so I got really angry. And I said, okay, God, if you want to talk to me, you make that clock stop ticking. And I had this big grandfather clock with a pendulum, And all of a sudden, the room became silent, like one of those sensory deprivation tanks. I mean, it was spooky. It was so silent. And this voice says, my child, you have many questions. I'm here to answer them. And before I could even formulate the question in my mind, the answer was there. And that went on for hours. And when it stopped, I called my husband and said, honey, God talked to me. And he thought, okay, she fractured her skull. There's something going on here. But the beautiful thing was, I was told that I was going to be used as an instrument for this healing energy to come through. And of course, being a nurse and wanting to know the pathophysiology behind everything, I was like, okay, what do I read? What do I study? What classes do I take? Who do I talk to? And this voice just says, you need do nothing. You get out of the way and the work will be done through you. And so I listened to the voice, and it guided me to buy a table. It guided me to call my girlfriend and put her on the table. And my first experience of this was so profound.
Awesome. That, so this is like so typical of someone who is telling the story of when they're really, really falling into their purpose in life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. The reason I interrupted you here is just because we have a caller and I just wanted to see what he wants. And then we'll talk to him just for a minute and then and let you continue on.
Fabulous.
So that I can, people phone into this show so that they can shift some energy. And so we'll just check in. I have a feeling you and I might be able to do something for him today. Okay. So
right.
We have Raul from Washington, from Seattle, Washington on the line. Raul, are you there?
I'm here, Colette. How's it going? Good morning.
Very, very good.
No, Anita.
You would love it here, Raul. I see you like skiing. There's snow everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think for Anita, there is there also, right?
Oh, yeah. Come to Mount Bachelor and take a few runs.
What can we do for you other than give you skiing advice?
Yes, I'm in a situation right now where I don't know what's the next move. I don't feel afraid or really deeply scared, but I would like to shift that a little bit, feel strong to what's coming up.
Okay, so when you think about the future is what's coming up, it's not when I tested the present, that was strong. You're in a good place right now because you're recognizing it. The future is coming up. And as soon as what I'm getting right away is, you know, if you want to understand or have a good outcome in the future, then you want to take part in it and direct it. And so we just want to strengthen you around that. But I want to get a baseline. Where are you on a scale 0 being totally neutral to 10 being like, I'm really concerned about this. Where are you on that scale from 0 to 10 regarding your feelings about the future, like about your next step or knowing?
7.
A 7. So it bothers you about a 7 on that scale.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, Anita just happens, she's a nurse, but she also happens to do energy work. So I'm just going to ask you, Anita, when you get in touch with Raul's energy right now, what are you?
Well, immediately what came up is he said, I don't know what to do. And that's not true. He knows what to do. And the answer came to him. It came through his heart. And then he took it up into his mind and did what I call the mental monkey mind back and forth. Should I, shouldn't I, should I, should I, what if, what if, what if. And so is that true, Raul? You had an immediate reaction to what was the next step, but then you started to do that mental craziness on it?
I would say yes, but I don't necessarily know how to recognize exactly what it is. So that's probably the biggest trigger.
What's coming up as soon as she said that, and you're saying that now, is you do know the next step. It's about whether or not you're going to take it. Because, and this comes up, and I noticed, Anita, did you share Marianne Williamson quote in the book?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love her too. Like her quotes, you know, and you know what she says about us, that it's when we approach our best, that we get the most triggered, really.
Fear.
Yeah. And that's the fear, right? And
we're
so
afraid of our light, our gift. Our gift is our light.
And so we want to strengthen that for you. Like, see, this is about the heart. Do you want to, Anita, do you want to just, because I talk about this a lot, about following your heart and then taking consistent steps of action from your, you know, like in a logical way, because, you know, the universe likes action. We have a short break coming up here, but I thought that, you know, if Raul would be willing to hang on to the line here. You and I'll work on this on the break and just talk a bit about what we feel is going on with him. And then when we come back, we'll be able to see where he's at and also talk a little bit more about what you mean by that, about getting this feeling, this knowledge, and then shirking it off with your mind. I'm getting that the way you say it might shift people, you know, because I've shared it in about 25 ways, about how thinking can stop our process of being able to feel, to take the right steps through our intuition. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to see where Raul's at. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. Tales from the Vector, that's T-A-I-L-S. That is for energetic cards and paintings. And if you're interested in the online program with Mark Kettenbach, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. And I'm available on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of that as Colette, or The Truth is Funny with Colette. And so we'll take a short break. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Anita Stewart here with me, and we also have Raul on the line. Raul was saying that he's feeling sort of confused as to his next step, basically, and we've been doing some energetic shifting on the other side. I just wanted to check in with you, Raul, and see where you're at now, if it's the same, different. Where are you, what number are you at?
I think it's a little bit lower. You know, it's always very healing for me to talk to you, and it seems to be coming down. I just think logical part is what I struggle the most, honestly.
Yeah, and it's funny because he won't give us a number right now, Anita, because both of us feel you're at a 3, but it's kind of like then you would have to think, and so we've been correcting you not to think. So, Anita, explain what I just said.
Well, you know, the thing is that the first answer you get is coming from your heart. Your heart actually is like a brain, and it's actually sending more messages to the brain in your head than the brain sends to the heart. So it's going to give you the truest picture of what you want to know. But what happens is we do this thing where we start to take what we know or what our heart says yes to, and we bring it into our head and start doing this mental masturbation on it. we just have to know. And so what I say is stand in not knowing and be okay with that. Take a step forward in that space of not knowing the answer. That is when the magic and the mystery shows up in your life. And that is when you just say yes to what your heart is sensing and knowing is true for you, and you start to walk forward in that yes, you're going to find that you're going to show up at the right place at the right time, that the people that you need to meet are there, that the answers that you seek are there, but you have to be able to surrender to that not knowing.
And what I wanted to point out to you also, Raul, and to anyone else that has, and there's a lot of people that have this, we want to be strong to everything we know and everything we don't know. But you also, psychosomatically, when you use the word no, K-N-O-W, your body only hears N-O, no. And so when we're, you know, little toddlers, I mean, how many times are we told, no, no, you can't have that. No, you're not allowed to do that. No, 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 no. So we want to clear some of those no issues from the subconscious mind for you and strengthen, you know, on a spiritual level is what I'm getting. So I would just like to check in with you again here and just ask, where are you at now?
I'm coming down. Like you said earlier, like I recognize a 3, a 2.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it's kind of what's coming up is you're kind of like tired of hearing that you'll know eventually. Like, it's kind of like, okay, you're like a little kid in the candy store, that there's all these possibilities. And so we want to strengthen. See, right now, a lot of people are feeling like unsure. Okay. We had an election in the States and we have some stuff happening on the planet and blah, 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 but there always is. So we're just going to strengthen all that for everybody, that this beautiful state of not knowing is one of the most productive states we can be in. And so we just strengthen that for everybody going to their heart. We all know at K-N-O-W. We all have an understanding of what it is. You know, if I had a guru, my guru would be Ma from, she was originally from Brooklyn, but you know, Ma used to say that the only religion is kindness. And, you know, the only religion worth value is that of kindness. And I love that because we can all be kind and we can all find kindness in our hearts. And kindness starts with being kind to ourselves, you know?
Yes.
And yeah. And so, you know, you understand.
Don't know.
Right? Yeah. So this is just about perception for you. And there's a lot of collective influence coming in here. And so I'm just going to, you know, I could feel Anita's energy coming in here again. So Anita, any last words of advice here for Raul?
I'm going to just ask him to quiet his mind and to breathe and to take a deep breath in down into his belly. And to feel the spaciousness of the breath. And to also notice how he does not have to control his breathing, that he is being breathed by life.
Beautiful.
And to, yeah. We'll leave that.
Yeah. How does that feel, Raul?
Feels good. Feels really good.
Doesn't it? My voice actually changed. That's a nice little warm, little compassionate, kind, heartfelt energy coming out of you, Anita. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Thank you for calling in, Raul. Anita, we have Rudolph from San Francisco also calling in here.
Wonderful. So, hi, Rudolph.
Hey, Rudolph. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. How are you
this
morning?
How are you today? I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good, good. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was going to call originally to see if I can get my strengthen my insight because I don't know if my intuition or perception is quite kicking in, but I also found out that my mother is had not been sleeping for many days, and my father died back in July. And so she's been grieving, and I found that I just don't want her to get sleep deprived.
Okay, how old is your mom?
Do something for her. I think she's 89.
Okay, because her first we're going to do this step by step. We're just going to ask you on a scale 0 to 10, 0 being neutral, okay. 10 being the worst. When you think about your mom not getting sleep.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this bothering you?
Oh, I'd say about 7 or 8. You know,
okay.
I have 7 brothers and sisters, so she's always been, you know, a mother with the ear open.
Okay. What I'm getting here is, actually there's a few things coming up. Your mom's weak to her age. She's 89. And,
yes.
A lot of times when people come to the end of a decade, they go to the end of the next decade. So she feels like when she's going into her 90th year, that she's going to be, closer to 99 than 100. And losing your father was very challenging for her. And your father's visiting her a lot. She's got one foot on the other side talking to him and one foot on this side. And what comes up is in her, your concern and your brothers and sisters, siblings' concern for her not getting sleep right now. She's not interested in sleeping right now. What's coming up for her, and it's just coming up that when you die, you sleep. And she wants to be awake right now. This is what I'm getting. Anita, what are you picking up here?
A lot of worry on her mind. And a lot of questions that are unanswered for her. And I think that grief counseling would be awesome for her. Has she had any grief counseling at all yet?
I'm not certain, but she probably has.
Well, she has a lot of worry. She has a lot of worry. She's a matriarch, is she not? For the family? She was the strong one for all the kids?
Yes, she was. I have 7 brothers and sisters, and they're all sort of feuding with each other.
She doesn't want to leave you guys.
Yeah,
she
that's what I'm
leave
getting.
The kids.
Yeah.
She wants to be there for the kids.
I had a client once, and she was working on, she had a lot of financial issues and stuff, and she was just trying to work through it. Like, she was in a, you know, and I asked her how old she was, and she was in late 80s. And she said that, you know, she didn't feel like she could rest until her children were okay. And I said, well, how old are your children? Well, the youngest one was 63 or something. I said, those are those are not children. Those are grown adults. And
right.
So I just want to strengthen her to not worry as a mother. I'm getting that your mom is like, your dad is very much with her. And there's a lot of, like, how many years were they together?
Since they were about 24.
Yeah.
So that was
their energy is still very entwined.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are going to come visit from the other side, they often do it around 3 or 4 in the morning, 2, 3, 4. They'll keep you awake because that's the only way they can, right? And that's when you're at your most open. So we just take all the concern. Your concern is actually different from what you think it is. It's a concern of your mom leaving and her leaving, okay? Because the father just did. So we're just going to strengthen everybody around this.
Okay.
All experiences around this. Can I just ask you, Rudolph, what number are you at right now? Has it changed? Is it the same?
Maybe about a six.
Okay. And I'm and Anita, what are you, because we're going to have to take a short break here again.
Well, I'm feeling like there's one major concern he's having that he's not letting us, that would be really good for him to have it, cough it up, to say it. What is the main concern that you are having about your mother not sleeping? Is it about losing her too?
No, I don't think so, consciously.
Yeah, see, on a, what's coming up, though, on an unconscious level or on a subconscious level, actually, from when you were a little child, it's like your mom's concern when her children went to school, left the house, you know, got married. All of these concerns are coming up, okay, so of leaving, you know, when her children leave, when she leaves, all of this stuff. So we're just going to strengthen all of that around it. And you were right on about the insight thing. And now when energetically it's coming up, your perception is a lot stronger. We're going to let you go off of here now because I got to take a quick break and Anita, and we have one more caller. And I thought if we can grab this last call, we will, and talk some more when we come back after this quick break.
Wonderful.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming trends.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Anita Stewart here. We're talking about energy work. And Anita, I keep promising to finish this story that I started telling you before we, when we spoke earlier this morning about, you know, like the synchronicity, because you and I were talking about the synchronicities of life. Yeah. A little bit, and how, you know, people rarely are really going to achieve their greatest when they're in their total comfort zone. Sometimes when we're thrown out of our comfort zone, that's when we do our, we approach our best. And I was just saying that, you know, there was a woman, I had just moved to Regina 6 weeks before my father collapsed. That was a story I was sharing in the Life Sparks book about my father. And the woman that had bought the house next door, we just happened to buy houses next door to each other a month apart. And she came home from work and she looked really, really tired. And I waved her and said, oh, hi, you know, and we introduced ourselves. And she said, oh, I'm just going to go in and have a cup of tea. She said, I'm just exhausted, but I got to cut the lawn then. And she was dressed like a nurse or a doctor, right? So I went out and I was cutting my lawn. So that's what I was going out there to do, and our yards joined. So I cut her lawn too. And my husband at that time and my daughter were yelling at me, Mom, did you get her permission in the city? The people don't do this. So I rang her doorbell and said, you know, I cut your lawn for you. I just thought you looked really tired. And I thought, now you can have a cup of tea and go have a nap. And she was like, oh, thank you so much. And we hugged and everything. And it was the very next day that my father collapsed. And when I walked into the intensive care unit, there she was. She was his ICU nurse.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
She looked at me and I looked at her and I said to her, and she goes, Colette. And I can't remember her name right now, but she said, don't worry, I've got your dad. I said, this is my dad. And she said, don't worry, I've got your dad.
And are we going to have a chance to talk about my next book?
Yes, we want to do that. And then we're going to take this call, but I'm just going to take this call from Julie from Canada first, so I can get it to you. And then you're going to talk about your book and I'm going to shift. Okay. So Julie, are you there?
Hi again.
Hi.
I'm calling actually about my cat.
Okay.
My cat who's, her respiratory stuff is going to come back, but she's having difficulty kind of breathing. There's a sort of eye and it looks like sinus congestion. So,
okay, so she's got, I couldn't hear you very well. But you said that she's congested?
Yeah, it sounds like she's got like some kind of congestion.
Okay, and how long has she been like this?
She was like this in October, but we kind of cleared it up and it came back again about a week ago.
Okay, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to let Anita talk because she wants to tell us about her new book. Okay? And
okay.
All right.
Well,
so Anita.
So I just wanted to mention while I'm on the line, while I'm on the air, actually, that the day before the Life Sparks book was published or was launched on Amazon, Spirit downloaded the idea for another book, and it's called Nurse Sparks. And it has been absolutely amazing to watch this book take a life of its own. And so we've gathered together nurses, about 20 nurses who have amazing stories of transformation, illumination, inspiration. And these are nurses with varying backgrounds, really, really amazing, powerful nurses. And we were very, very, very fortunate to obtain one of the nurses who started the American Holistic Nursing Association, Lynn Keegan, and she has agreed to write the foreword to Nurse Sparks. So we are thrilled with this beautiful woman who's written over 21 books and authored many, many journals. So anyway, want to put that out. It'll be out in June.
I love it. This is amazing. Like sharing stories of inspiration has been a lot of fun for me, I can tell you.
Yeah.
And I forgot to say congratulations to you for being a best-selling author.
Yeah, and to you too, Colette.
Yeah, and thank you. And now I'm just going to check in with Julie. Julie, I was working on your cat a bit. Did you change her food? This cat's food?
Yeah, I did.
When?
Probably about 10, 12 days ago or something like that.
Okay, and why did you change the cat's food?
Actually, it's just because she'd be running low on the other one, and I just tried this one, and she seemed to like it. So that's basically it.
I was picking up allergy, too.
Yeah, I'm getting whatever you changed her food to is not sitting well with her. That's why it came back.
Okay.
Put her back on her old food. I know that could be challenging when you have another cat around.
Yeah, I don't have another cat around. It's just her. But she's not been eating very well right now.
Okay. So it's coming up, though, that your fear of having to replace her with another cat on an emotional level.
Okay.
And so we're just going to strengthen you to all the concern around that. And all the concern about changing her food and everything. See, allergies are emotional. Almost every single time. And so we're just going to strengthen you to your emotions about seeing your cat not eat well. And I'm getting it's more about your emotions than it's about the food for the cat. And there is something like this new food you're feeding her. Does she eat it more?
She did. Yeah. I mean, now she's not eating it at all. But yeah.
Yeah. She's just being a cat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know how they like to do that, cats? And she's old, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's like 19.
Yeah, you don't want to, this is very, similar. We're going to just strengthen you to all this. I'm not even going to get into it with you because we don't have time, but I'm going to strengthen you to the journey that your cat is on and the journey that you're on, and strengthen you to open your heart and full of love and, for this cat. And she knows you love her, you know? So just focusing on that. Anita, what are you, we only have a minute or so, but like, what would you give her words of advice about her cat here?
I would just say to love the cat, let her know it's going to be okay. And I'm not getting anything else except that. I think the cat's kind of old, right?
Yeah.
So she's a little bit more sensitive to things that are changing, and I'm feeling like there's been some changes.
Okay. You know what? We have to go. We're at the end of the show. And so thank you so much for calling in. And Anita, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.
It's been such a pleasure to connect with you, and we'll have to do this again because the work you're doing, I'm so happy to hear that you're, working to mix these two in the way you are. And I could tell you, you're full of energy. And I just really want to thank you for all you're doing out there.
and to you, too, for doing all the work that you're doing. I just love the fact that you're on the air doing this, too.
Yeah, I love it. It's so much fun. And, enjoy the snow out there in Oregon. It's snowing. It snowed here a lot in Kelowna. And it was my birthday and I got an igloo for my birthday. So I'm going to go out and enjoy it now.
Have fun in your igloo.
Okay. All right. And thank you, Brian. Thank you for everybody listening. And we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.